Blog Talk Radio.
The weird thing about the game, brother, is this. It's not about fast or slow. It's how you feel about yourself. See, a man is decisive. A man goes for what he wants, okay? And what I'm saying is going fast is this. As soon as I know there's an attraction to her, I'm putting my bid in. I'm not waiting for 3 days or 7 days or 9 days. Okay, gentlemen, think about this. When you're in a dark room and you want light, don't you go turn the light on? Boom. When you're hungry, don't you have an idea of what you want to eat? When you're thirsty, don't you go get yourself something to drink? So why is it that you do all these things over here, but when you see a woman you're interested in, why can't you just put your bid in and let her know that I'm trying to get at you? I mean, it's not going fast. See, what I'm saying is this. Don't look at it as going fast, artist. What I'm saying is that when you see what you want, you go after it. That's what we're saying. It's not a fast thing. You're just going after what you want. But if you're sitting around waiting and beating around the bush and you're looking at her at afar, you're trying to be her friend and you want to hang out with her, you've already lost, because there is the one thing to get her hooked on you has got to go down that pathway of building sexual tension with her. You've got to build that. And the only way you build it is to show her that, you know what, look, talking to beautiful women should be something that you guys should do, like grabbing a piece of grass out your yard. For some reason, you guys think beautiful women are special. For some reason, you think that they are above the average woman just because they look good. And it's not the truth. Sure, I want you to go after her because she looks beautiful, but that's the thing to get your curiosity and not your attention. But you got to show her what kind of man you are. The lines are open, gentlemen, if y'all want to call in. But you got to show her that you're a different kind of man, okay? All right? Okay? But also, in the game that I'm showing you, big dog, is, see, this is where you got to understand Thirst 101 with the game. And a lot of people don't understand Thirst 101, okay? Thirst 101 is simply this, brother. This is how simple it is. If you worship women, meaning that you, when you see her, you're afraid, you got anxiety issues, you don't know what to say, you don't know what to do, and you're worried about rejection, anything that you do is going to come off either thirsty or creepy or weird or friendly, because you're placing a woman above yourself. What I'm trying to teach you is when you place yourself above all things, everything you do is not going to come off thirsty. It's going to come off arrogant, cocky, and fucking conceited. You're going to come off like an asshole and a jerk. You're going to come off like you're God's gift to the world, and that's going to get you in with women. Versus, like, let me use this sock. Y'all guys, it's like a fine piece of china. Something you just want to, I got to treat it with special gloves, and I got to treat it nice, and it's so precious, and my God, I got to make sure it's perfectly. Man, that's what y'all do all the time, and that's why y'all lose with women, because y'all handle them with kid gloves versus doing what y'all got to do as men. As men. That's what I'm saying, you guys. Thank you for the 122 likes. Appreciate y'all motherfuckers, man. But what I'm saying to you guys, listen to me, because we got to keep going, because I want y'all to understand, when you learn yourself and you learn how to talk and you know how to communicate, when you have the flirt the fucks, the conversation classes, and all this other stuff, what happens when you begin to talk to a woman or text a woman, or even on the phone with a woman, Not only, gentlemen, am I looking for the awkward conversation, I'm also looking for the odd atmosphere. What I'm saying by the odd atmosphere is, what is she feeling when she's with me versus talking to me versus not talking to me at all? Because each one of those things will give her sexual tension when you know what you're doing. See, gentlemen, you guys don't understand this. Everything that most of you guys, now write this down, this is very important. Everything that the majority of you guys feel when you see a beautiful woman, she should be feeling that shit for you. That's the problem. She should feel the anxiety. She should have the butterflies. She should be nervous and excited at the same time. She should be careful about what she says and what she does. She should feel that way, not you. That's why what I'm saying is, I want to make sure that when a woman is with me, the anticipation, the excitement, the adrenaline rush of waiting for the next message, waiting for what I'm going to say next. What is he going to say next? What is he going to do next? Okay. That's what I'm saying to you, young men. Let me check. The lines are open if y'all want to call in. 515-605-9373 if y'all want to call in. But we're going to continue this because, gentlemen, what you guys have to understand, and I keep trying to tell you, the worst thing that you guys are doing today is either you are running away from the woman, her looks and her body, because you are being taught by those pills and all that other bullshit to hate women, or you're staying away from the woman because you think she's so pretty, she's sugar and spice and everything nice, and she's so perfect, and I got to handle her with kid gloves, and I got to beat around the bush, and I got to walk on eggshells, and I got to take it this way. No, man, it's none of that in the game, man. It's saying that here is a woman, how am I going to lace her with my drug? How am I going to pull out emotions in her and make her feel and see things that she doesn't feel and see for the average guy, because the average guy ain't going for what I'm teaching you. The average guy is going for the pussy. The average guy. When you concoct the formula, you build the formula. How many times do I tell you guys, get a sheet of paper? I tell you guys all the time, how do you concoct the formula? By getting the paper. All you got to do, gentlemen, is you get a sheet of paper and look at the formula and ask yourself, okay, how many ways can I make her smile? And write that down. How many ways can I make her blush? And write that down. How many ways can I make her think about me? And write that down. And what can I say and do to make her miss me? And write that down. And then once you write that down, you start to work and cultivate whatever your answer is. See what I'm saying? I didn't say my answer. I said whatever your answer is. And once you know that answer, you got to ask yourself this question. Can I do it in a text message, voice message, or video? Can I do it when we first meet? Can I do it on the phone and during? And can I do it when we either fucking or spending time with each other? Because if you can't do it, throw that shit away and start over from scratch. Okay? That's what I'm saying to you guys. See, that's game right there. That's how the game works, gentlemen. The game does not work when you worry about, oh my God, am I going to see her? Does she like me? Do I have a chance? No, we're beyond that shit. Hey, look, I'm like, how many ways do I want to make her blush? How many ways do I want to make her laugh? And remember, and I want to connect this, everything I'm showing you connects to every the weeks we've been talking about before. Gentlemen, when you learn to really have, gentlemen, always tell you new students or anybody following me, I'm the only one on the internet. There's not one person on the internet telling you to go to Walmart, go to the dollar store, go get a 100-piece puzzle set, take that motherfucker, dump it on your table, rip the box up, and begin to work on the puzzle. But they always say, Steve, how is that going to help me in the game? Because it is game. Because in order for you to get what you want, you must learn patience. You must learn discipline. You must learn how to focus. And if you can't do those things, you're going to come off thirsty. You've got to be, listen, I know you guys want to have sex, and I'm not knocking you for that. But you got to have discipline. Hey, all of us assholes, we love pussy just like you do. But we're so motherfucking disciplined that the more sexually disciplined you are with a woman, the more it fucks them up because they can't read discipline. They can't read patience and they can't read focus because they're so busy seeing the opposite that that's what they're used to. They're used to the thirst. They're used to the, let's get together right now. Let's go to our house and fuck. They ain't fucking with you that way. What I'm telling you, what if you can be disciplined? What if you can be patient? And what if you can be so focused where when you're spending time with her, talking to her and putting your bid in, you become more sexual to her? Because she can't understand why you're not desperate, why you're not thirsty, why is it? See, on one end, think about this, peep game. On one end, I'm smiling, I'm laughing, I'm blushing, but now why am I fantasizing about him? Why am I thinking about having sex with someone that hasn't even brought up sex yet, but yet I can't stop thinking about him. I wonder what he's doing right now. He's on my mind. Oh, man, you know what? Damn, he's on my mind, but I'm not going to be desperate. But he sent me a voice message, so I just keep playing his message over and over again. I keep playing his video over and over and over and over and over again. And he doesn't even know that you don't even have to be around to get that woman to want to fuck you. You don't even have to be around. You just got to do the thing that I've been telling you since I've been doing this shit for over 30 years, and that's position. Everything will always be about how you position yourself versus run behind the woman. She's not used to a man that positions themselves. She's not. Guys, y'all got a question, put a Q in a question if y'all want to call in. The lines are open, but let me continue. She's not used to that because why? When you bring out things in her, okay, and as I told you before, gentlemen, I'm standing on this because this is mine. Nobody else has what I have. I'm the only one that has this on the internet. This is my little baby. But what I'm saying to you guys right here, when you have patience, focus, and discipline, you never judge the woman. When you have patience, focus, and discipline, you make her feel safe. Once you make her feel safe, once she feels like you will never judge her, this is the beginning of the behavior modification because there are emotional benefits. It's not sexual benefits. It's emotional benefits that build up trust that moves to sexual trust. And that's what we're trying to show you on this show. That's how you win. You don't win by running away from them. And you don't win by bending over backwards and kissing their motherfucking ass. most of you guys have to learn how to be. And how do you learn how to be? Is when you do that first exercise that I tell all you guys. Nobody tells you this exercise. When you guys are out there, oh, my back's itching. When you guys are out there working on that patience, discipline, and focus, what you're doing is concentrating on what is at hand and what's in front of you. And how that carries you over is once you begin to cultivate how you express yourself, how you talk, how you communicate, how you text, you begin to focus, laser focus on what needs to get done versus who you're doing it to. Do y'all hear what I'm saying? You get shit done. But in getting things done, yes, this is the one thing that they do not see. They are not, this is why women want to fuck bad boys, assholes, and jerks. Because what you see is what you get. Now, there's two what you see is what you get. You got the creepy side, but then you got the real side. You never go in trying to impress the woman. That's their job. You never go in tippy-toeing around a woman. That's their job. You don't go in there kissing her ass. That's their job. Your job is to figure out where the fuck are you going to place this woman on your roster? Because don't think they don't do that shit to you guys. Where is it going to be? My buddy, my friend, my chauffeur. We go over it over and over and over again. Because you guys position yourselves to be on their roster versus them being on yours. Because most of you guys don't know how to be authentic because you guys don't understand how deep the emotions, how emotions drives their behavior. It's not their body that, for you guys, your body drives your behavior. And that's why a lot of you guys are fucking up. Their emotions will always drive their behavior, okay? Okay? It will always do that. It will always drive the behavior because it's weird. Women want to be wanted, but they don't want to be wanted by you. Let me say it again. Women want to be wanted, but they want the unattainable man to want them because they know that he doesn't waste moments in time. He's busy. He has a life, and he has a bunch of women. He's doing his own thing. And even though she hates it in the beginning, she starts to realize a little bit of something beats a whole lot of motherfucking nothing, so I'll have a little bit of his time. And I know in that time I have with him, he can take me away and do things and make me feel things in a little bit of time that it takes a man 6 months or years to do, gentlemen. Y'all got to get y'all questions. Y'all want to call in 515-605-9373. But what I'm saying to you guys out there, this is what I'm saying, okay? Let me get back to artists. Artists, you're saying, you win when you get everything. Yes, yes, brother. It's not what's between her legs. It's not the curve of her ass, it's not her breasts, it's not her hips, and it's not her thighs. It's the one place that the majority of guys don't fuck with, and that's where everything is at. It's how she thinks. Every woman is driven by emotions, and you guys don't conjure up emotions in women. Because a lot of you guys are stale. You see what I'm saying, artists? I'm saying, listen, check it out, artists. I agree with the win, but brother, I don't even want you to win. I'll say it, brother. Check it out, artists. I don't want them to like you. I don't want them to be attracted to you. I don't want them to be in love with you. I don't want any of that shit, and I don't even want to win because I'm already a winner. So anything I do, I win because I even in loss, not losing, but loss, I still win because I go after what I want. So what I'm saying is that I want to be the greatest potent drug that a woman has had. Now, we'll talk more about that on Thursday, but the drug of man is so potent, it will make a nun do nasty shit. It'll make a woman that has morals do opposite shit. But here's the beautiful thing about it. The reason why a nun will do some nasty shit, and the reason why a woman who has morals and shit will do nasty shit, is because we don't judge them for what they want to do. We don't encourage them because we want them to make the decision on their own. That's where the power comes in, because we don't force it. We don't try to prove ourselves. We don't beg. We don't say please and all that other shit. What you see is what you get. But I promise you, I want to open up and access things in you. Not you, Brian, but what I'm saying is, and I always say for you guys, but I'm going to use this for the woman. What I'm saying is, I want to tap into the emotions in her mind, where everything we do, it feels like it's the first time it's ever done. And everything that we do, that it feels like the first time, it becomes its own drug because the feelings are attached upstairs. It's not between her legs. Everybody thinks that buying her jewelry, listen, I'm not going to lie to you. Some women will fuck for jewelry, and some women will fuck you for cars and gifts and all that shit. But there's no sex like the sex when she wants to fuck you more than breathing. See, they don't want to fuck you for more than breathing. They're bartering pussy for gifts and shit. So they'll give you pussy. Now, I'm not saying they won't. Even in that fucking movie, you'll fuck. I'm not. And again, that's why I always tell you guys, I don't want you to think that you're not going to have sex, but you guys don't know the sex you get when she wants that dick like it's an antidote in that motherfucker. You see what I'm saying? That's what I'm saying to you guys, okay? That's how we want you guys to win, okay? So what we're saying to all you guys that are listening, okay? We're saying to all you guys that are listening, okay? Is that I want you guys out there to understand that when you build and create what I'm showing you, see, remember, guys, the key word is you build it. See, here's the problem with a lot of guys out there. They're going to give you a bunch of shit where they think with his game and shit. And what they're going to do is 50 Cent said it the best. If you're following somebody else's son, what are you going to do when that son goes away? Because if you're following what someone else says and you're trying to mimic that person's behavior, okay? If you're trying to mimic that person's behavior, okay? And that's the important thing. If you're trying to mimic it, you're going to have a problem. And the reason that you're going to have the problem, the reason why you're going to have the problem if you mimic that behavior is because you're not cultivating artists. Follow me on this, brother. What I'm doing over here, artists, is what I'm saying to you is that you are special because you, artists, not me, you are the only you in this world. There will never be another one of you in this world. And because you are the only you in this world, what happens when you start to create your world to your specifications? I didn't say anything about a woman. I said you. Because when you start to do that, artist, you become an original. There's no playbook on you. She's never met you before. And what is going to intrigue her about you is that you're so into you that she's thinking, if he's like this to himself, what is it going to be like if he gives me a little bit of his time? What if it's going to be like if he goes after me that way? That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm trying to say. And Irvin Mack, you got to refresh it. It sounds fine, brother. Let me check the phone lines real quick if y'all want to call in, 515-605-9373. But I got to continue because I got so many things I got to say about this stuff. See, gentlemen, when you guys start to build who you are, there are ways that you are going to make her feel. Keyword, feel. See, when you make her feel versus forcing her to feel, two different things. She's going to begin to want your touch. She's going to start to wonder, how does it feel to touch his skin? How does it feel to smell his cologne? How is it going to feel to kiss his lips? How is it going to feel to have him inside of me? The intimacy, the words, the gestures in between all these things. But also the one thing that you're learning about the drug that makes it so potent is that we don't judge. Listen, guys, I tell you all the time, I have no right to judge a woman on how many guys she's fucked. Because I'm going to be honest with you guys. You're never going to know the number unless you see she's a porn star. And even if she's a porn star, you still ain't going to know the number. You have an idea of the number. But you just have to understand. And this is what I don't understand is that why aren't you fucking equally or more than these women that y'all complain about that's fucking? That's what blows my mind. Why you guys should be fucking just as much, if not more, than what these women are. But it begs the question then, because what does that make me? Because I fucked a lot, and I am a whore. But even though I'm a whore, I got value. I'm value, but I'm not that high value man bullshit. But what I'm saying to you guys is this, is that, see, what you guys got to start doing the research and understand, porn stars do get married. Porn stars have a fan club. Matter of fact, porn stars have, like when they have these conventions, man, that shit's wrapped around. Guys love porn stars. Even though they know they're nasty and dirty, they fantasize with being with them. I mean, most of you guys jerk off to porn stars anyway, right? Most of you guys would love to fuck a porn star, right? So you got to understand, the average woman is not fucking on the level of a porn star. She's doing a lot of fucking, yes, but wait a second. Shouldn't you be fucking as much, if not more? Shouldn't you be fucking as much as a porn star, if not more? But what I'm saying is, you don't, because, listen, I'm not a mind reader. I'm not. I cannot know, nor do I want to know, nor do I care to know how many partners that she has. As long as she's having a clean bill of health, that's all I need to know. Because you'll never know the truth. You'll never fucking know. You'll never know. Because like I say, in August, we're going to be talking about it. You'll never know, man. These women are expressing their sexuality. I'm fine with that. But part of the drug is being able to accept the fact that they're sexually active women. I just accept that because women love dick more than we love pussy. I'm sorry. It's just like that. But I'm not going to judge a woman. I don't know. And I'll never say what she is and what she ain't. And let me tell y'all why. Let me give you motherfuckers the why you shouldn't. Here's the question that I ask any motherfucking guy out there that says, you know, these women, okay, she's fucked a lot of guys, she's a whore, she's a slut, right? Here's the big God question I ask you motherfuckers. If she's so much a whore, and she's so much a slut, why ain't she fucking you? If she's so much a whore, and she's so much a slut, why are you still scared to talk to that motherfucker? Why are you still scared to approach her? Why are you still scared to put your bid in if she's that easy? If she's as easy as you say she is, then you should have no problem going over there and putting your bid in. You should have no problem. You tell me, anybody, I'm waiting, anybody, answer that question. If she is all the things that you guys say that they are, why aren't you talking to them? Why aren't you putting your bid in? Why aren't you approaching them? Why aren't you going after what you want if they are that bad? If they doing that much fucking, then well, you should be able to get that pussy easy then, right? But see, nobody can answer that question. Because like I told you before, Jimmy Garoppolo is one of several. Gentlemen, you see it every day on Hollywood. You see it in the music world. How many, fuck, from, what's that chick, Jennifer Aniston on Friends? You seen it with Jennifer Lopez. You seen it with Kim Kardashian. You see it in Hollywood all the time, and y'all admit, these women are just, they just move around. Everybody's moving around, and everybody is fucking. That's just what's going on. I don't make the rules up, gentlemen. But what I'm asking you is that you guys think because they're porn stars. Listen, I'm talking porn stars. I ain't talking about a regular chick on the street. I'm talking about a porn star. If you find your favorite porn star and you look her up, you go to ixxx.com or xvideos.com. And you type in your favorite porn star, they have rows of different dicks they're getting. 2, 3, sometimes 4, gangbang, all that stuff. Just hit left, right. But there are people out there that will marry them and date them that are movie stars, rappers, and athletes, gentlemen. And I'm talking about women that are porn stars. So if we're looking at the average woman, and not to say she ain't fucking like a porn star, but you know what? If that's the case, and she fucking like y'all say she is, why ain't she fucking you? If she fucking as much as you guys are saying that they fuck these guys out here, and they got all these guys, and they fucking, and they banging, and they doing all this stuff, number one, why isn't she fucking you? And number two, why are you scared to approach her and talk to her? If she's that loose and that easy, then it should be no problem for you to go up there and get some pussy from her. But see, that's the thing that a lot of these guys fuck you guys over with, okay? That's where a lot of these guys mess y'all up in this game. But see, what I'm saying to you guys out there, let me check the phone lines real quick. What I'm saying to you guys, check the phone lines real quick. 248, I'm sorry, let me bring you in, brother. Did you have a question, man? 248, did you have a question?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah, what's going on, brother? How can I help you?
Yeah, I got actually a couple questions.
Please, go ahead, right. Go ahead and ask. We got it. What's up?
Okay. Yeah, so I got a at my job and whatnot. It's like, I want to say maybe 4 women. You know, that's all attractive to me.
All right, let me ask you a question. All like, all right, wait, time out. Let me ask you that question. How long have you been at your job for? How long have you been at your job for?
About 5 months.
How important is that job?
Very.
Then what is it, why are you asking this question about bitches at your job? You don't eat and shit at the same place.
Okay.
But I'm going to give you an alternative. But wait, there's a comma.
All right.
I'm going to give you an alternative. What you need to do with these women you want to fuck, you want to get cool with them. Right now, see, you're new to this, so I would have told you this shit in the wintertime, but now we're in the thick of it. Right now, all those women at your job that you want to fuck, what do you think they're doing on the weekends? Pool parties, beach parties, gatherings, barbecues, and picnics. And guess who is at those barbecues, beach parties, barbecues, game night and stuff? Guess who's there? Hey, 4th of July. Guess who's going to be all together? All them fine-ass women with their fine-ass motherfucking friends.
Yeah.
Don't fuck the woman at your job. Be cool enough with her so she can hook you up. Yeah, come on, man. Now you see that light bulb? See, now you're getting the light bulb above your head, see? I don't want you to lose your job, but let's think this is how men think. If you listen, look, what I'm saying is don't think about fucking her. Be cool with all the bitches, all the chicks you want to fuck, right? Be cool with them.
Mm-hmm.
Be cool with them. Laugh, giggle, how you doing? Joke around with them. Because when you do it right, eventually you'll be like, hey, eventually this is how it works. Hey, what's going on, Danica, whatever. I'll give you one. Danica, just like, hey, how you doing, Danica? What's going on? Oh, nothing. You do this on a Thursday, right? Hey, Danica, what you getting into? Oh, nothing. Oh, well, yeah. You know, we're going to have a 4th of July party this weekend. Yeah. Oh, my God. Yeah, I'm going to have all my girlfriends. Danica. Danica, I'm hurt. Well, what you talking? So you mean tell me you ain't going to invite me? Oh, Danica, that you so wrong about that. Oh, no. If you want to come on. Hey, but Nick, on it. Is it going to be all guys there? No. My friends are going to be there. My girlfriends. No, wait, Danica. Wait. You mean, let me go in your cube. Wait. Is this girl going to be there? Yeah. Wait. You know, because, you know, women like to post all they fucking shit either in their cubicle and shit of what they like to do. You know, selfies and their friends and all that shit. But.
Yeah.
When you tell Danica or whatever the chick's name is that you showing at the party, what do you think she's going to put the signal out? The dick, it's not the ass and titty signal. It's going to be the dick and ball signal to her girlfriends. Okay, you remember when you were young and you remember when the new girl came to school? Remember there's a new girl? All the guys, hey, man, there's a new girl. It's a new girl, right?
Everybody's going.
Right. It's the same thing because guess what? You're the new guy. So all the women are going to ask her, well, tell us about 248. Oh, he cool. He laid back. Well, is he a nice guy? Is he a ladies man? Oh, man, yeah. Well, he kind of like a ladies man. I can see the way he's talking. Ooh, girl, is he seeing anybody? Well, I don't know, girl. You got to find that out yourself. Oh, can you send us a picture? Can you give us his Facebook? That's how game works, 248. You can still get... It's just, I don't want you losing your job.
Like being it started with one. And, you know, she bad. And then, like, you know, like another line had saw me and, you know, the first one talking. Then she got interested. Then another one had saw me and the other two.
All right, but Pete Gang, let them be interested in you, but let her friends sell you. I want you to be Clark. See, this is what I always used to do when I was in the office. I would always play Clark Kent. Hey, when I'm in the office, I'm not the plumber, any Clark Kent, but I would keep it neutral. I'm Clark Kent. I ain't trying to lose my job and shit. But, you know, I mean, back in the day, back when I was out there, I was smashing bitches on the 16th floor and shit like that. But that doesn't count. We're just saying. I'm just saying that I would be Clark Kent. But I would be a cool Clark Kent where I would get invited to parties, gatherings, and get-togethers. I would work both sides. The one thing I would, okay, here's the best thing about it. See, you're not even doing it. You ain't even doing it right. Check it out. All right, give me the first name of a woman that, one of those women. Just give me her name, the first name, not her whole name. Just give me her name, her first name.
Hannah.
All right, Hannah. All right, let me ask a question. You don't think there are thirsty-ass guys trying to fuck Hannah?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, stop. Okay. But you're not using that to your benefit. See, I always tell you, and this is not a sexual way, but you got to hunt the guys and let them do the work for you.
Well, I'm
going to teach you a game. Follow this, Super 8. Check peep game. What I'm saying to you is this. Let's say Ronnie, Bobby, Ricky, and Mike, you know, New Edition, If I Like the Girl Cares, like Cool It Now. Let's say Ronnie, Bobby, Ricky, and Mike all wanted Hannah, right? And I knew that, right?
Right.
What do you think? Who do you think I'm talking to every day about all the women I'm smashing? All my escapades and who I'm fucking? I'm going to Ronnie, Bobby, Ricky, and Mike, and I'm going to tell them what the fuck I'm doing. To a point where they go to me, hey, Steve, who you fucking at this week? Who'd you fuck? Oh, man, I smashed this girl this week. And guess what? Then once I get that done, you know they're going to watch my every move. So as soon as I talk to Hannah, and listen, all I'm saying to Hannah is, hey, good morning, Hannah. That's it, right? Good morning, Hannah. And walk off. You don't think
but
one of those fuckers is going to double back?
This is safe for me, though, bro.
But no, listen to me. I'm talking about you want her fan club to try to throw salt in your game.
Okay.
See, what's going to stoke the flames up is this. When they start talking to Hannah about all the women you fucking and shit, you become that guy, right? You become that dude. So she like, if he fucking all these other women, then why ain't he trying to talk to me? And not only you not going to talk to her, but guess what you're doing? Not only are you talking to her, but guess what you're doing? You're bypassing her. You're bypassing her to talk to her friends. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah. Just one more question. I don't want to tarry too long and keep your call line locked
good.
Up.
No, you're good. You're good. We got time. What's up?
Like I was saying, there's four of them. Now, the very last one. Now, she sees the other three girls, and she see that they interested, right? Now, it didn't got to a point, but now she touching me. She coming up, hugging me while I'm doing my job or whatever.
Nah, you got, look, job, listen, man, you got to keep it. Listen, this is important, brother. You
I'm
gotta
not
have,
doing it. They doing it to me.
Stop. I listen. Perception is everything. And if somebody sees a woman hugging up on you and shit gets down, they're going to go to that woman. She'll say, yeah, I seen him hugging her. You listen, don't want to do that. What I'm saying to you, brother, is what you need to do tomorrow with all four of those women, and then you can one potato, two potato, three potato, four, five potato, six potato, seven potato, or you pick the one out of the four, go to all four of those women and find out, hey, what y'all doing this weekend? What y'all getting into? That's all I want you to just to woman one, two, three, and Hannah, ask all of them, what y'all doing this weekend on the 4th? What y'all doing? Because one of, if not three out of the four, they're going to some kind of 4th of July, some kind of gathering, some kind of party, some kind of barbecue, some kind of picnic, some kind of beach party. Hey, this is the moment right here. This is the moment right here. That you got to find out which one of these women having something going down for the 4th. And when you find out if their friends are going to be there, you're going to want, where's my invite?
Okay, so here's where I'm confused at, D.
What's up?
Three of the four women hang together outside the job.
So what?
Okay. So I might see all three of them there.
So?
I'm just saying,
you know. I don't care if I saw all six of them bitches. I'm fucking with their friend.
Right, right, right. That's
I don't, listen,
line.
I ain't, listen. The thing that women want is what other women have, dog.
Okay.
So what I'm saying to you is that even though you are a professional at work, I just want to get to her friends.
Yeah.
I just want to get to the friends.
Well, that keep the drama down, too.
Well, it ain't going to be no drama if you're talking to the friends.
Yeah, exactly.
See, look. You don't want, you see, because they all go together. You fuck with one, two going to get jealous, and then all of a sudden is, well, he sexually harassed me, and he was trying to talk to me and trying to fuck me at the job. That's how jealous people get. No, I'm just being honest. I'm saying, that's why I'm saying don't fuck with them.
Yeah.
All four of them, we can, look, not we're not friends, we're associates. Meaning, oh my God, what the fuck? What's all that noise, man? Jesus Christ. Okay. We're listen to me. Listen, peep game, okay? What I'm saying, because a lot of y'all guys fucking up right now, what I'm saying is this is the time to find out what they're doing. And the ones that you want to get with, remember, 248, birds of a feather flock together. That's the rule of the game. Pretty motherfuckers only hang out with pretty motherfuckers. Now, there might be one gooch. You know, you might have one sasquatch type chick there. You know, hey, give me those crackers and cheese. Whatever. You might have one of those. But what
one
I'm saying,
donkey.
Huh?
I said one of the sea donkeys.
Yeah. But yeah, but you got to be kidding. They always going to have that big, you know, that defensive tackle type chick there.
Yeah.
So that's to be expected. But when it comes to a party, gathering, get together, picnic, barbecue, especially for the 4th of July weekend, oh my God, the spandex, the cutoff shirts, the titties are going to be at an all-time high.
No,
that's why when you get to the party during the day, when it comes, see, the party's going to run to the night, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's going to start in the day and run into the night. So some of these women, look, I'm telling you, this is the time right now. You're kind of late, so I'm kind of rushing in this. But this is the time to find out what they're doing. And listen, if there's a party, are your friends gonna be there? Shit, why? Where's my invite? I'm coming. Oh, are you crazy? Okay, I'll tell you where it's at. It's on 555. Let me suck your dick. You know what I mean?
Next.
Right. So Next. You know what? Cool. And guess what? They're going to tell all of the other women the new guy's coming. He's at my job. What can you tell me? Oh, he's kind of slick. You know, he's slick talking. You know, he's cute and all this other shit, how women talk, right?
Yeah, right.
But guess what's going to happen? When you get there, all eyes on you. Let me give you game. When you get there, the first group of women you see, you speak to. Ladies, how you doing? I'm 248. Just want to introduce myself to you. How you ladies doing? All right, well, I just want to say hi to you ladies. I'll make sure I talk to you later. And then you go find the host. You walk over to the host. Hey, how you doing? Well, I just want to say, how you doing? I just want to introduce myself. I'm friends with Hannah, whatever. I'm Hannah's friend. And I just want to say you have a great party. Just appreciate you having me here. See that? Get that shit out the way. And then you go take your claws and your fucking fangs and you go start talking to all the women. Because you want to know why? Because every motherfucker ain't going to talk to them women. They're going to sit around and be like, oh, well, there's Hannah today. Well, you know what? You know, I've been waiting 6 months, 4 weeks, 3 hours, and 10 days. And today's my day. Hey, I'm going to talk to her today. I'm going to confess my love to her while the fireworks are going off. Today is my, wait. Ooh. Hey, Josh or Devontae? Who's that? Who's that? I don't know who that guy is. Well, he's not gonna talk to my Hannah. We've been dating for, you see what I'm saying? That's what I'm saying. I'm just trying, that's game. That's game right there. Nobody's giving you this kind of game. That's game. Matter of fact, guys, I'm probably going to have to do a show on the 4th of July tomorrow before I even do the show. So, guys, we probably do a double show, a double-headed show tomorrow where I do a show on the 4th of July and shit, get y'all motherfuckers together. 646, I got you 1 second. But you see what I'm saying, 948?
Yeah, hey, I got
don't
you, bro.
Don't fuck up your job. Fuck their friends. Let the Hannah fan club throw all the salt on you. Man, you don't want to be 248, he's such a dick. You don't want to be with him. He has girls and he wouldn't care about you. He doesn't like you. He would just use you like you're just a fucking asshole. I would Hannah, I don't know why, Hannah. Why are you talking to him? You see what I'm saying? That little goofy ass shit. I'm trying to show you how the game works. Yes, they do that shit. Every woman in that office has a fan club out in and out of the job. They've got fan clubs on Facebook, fan clubs on Instagram, fan clubs on Snapchat, wherever the fuck they are, they have fan clubs, okay? So all you want to do is get in. Because what's going to fuck up Hannah and all these other women, they're going to be jealous to know why you spending time with her and you ain't talking to me. Now, I ain't going to give you that game to fuck your girlfriends on the back. I'm not going to give you that, man. I ain't going to give you that. Man. What I'm saying is
this. I stole my life,
man.
You did that already,
man. You know what? Listen, I know you cherish your job, so I'm not trying to get you fired. I'm just trying to get you at the party. Now is the time. You guys have, what is it? The first is what? Tomorrow?
Yeah.
Or Friday? All right, tomorrow's the first, right? So you, when's the 4th of July?
Today.
Sunday?
Today.
Sunday's, wait, today. Sunday's the firework. They're doing the fireworks on Sunday, right? They're not doing it on Monday, right? Let me see, the 4th is on, the 4th is on the Sunday. Oh, shit.
Today is Thursday.
Man, y'all motherfuckers. Man, the pool parties, the barbecues, the picnics, the women, man. How the fuck? See, guys, this is why I keep telling y'all, man, nobody's teaching y'all this game.
It's going down all weekend.
I'm sorry?
No, I said it's going down all weekend.
It's going, look, tomorrow, guys, we're going to do a show on the barbecue. Guys, right now, if any of you guys are listening to me right now, tomorrow is you got Thursday and Friday, but I'd rather you do it on Thursday. You got 2 days to find out what the fuck the fine women are doing. Here's the thing, 248. In the wintertime, I always tell guys around November, December is the time to get cool with the fine chicks because of this moment we're about to run into right now. Because if you're cool with these women, talk to them. Fourth is on Sunday. Guys, I'm telling you, y'all can fuck. But 248, I got another call to grab, but are you good on your questions,
no,
my brother? Okay, well, listen. Your homework assignment tomorrow, when you lost your ass in that motherfucking office, you find out what all four of them are doing on Sunday. And if there's a gathering, picnic, pool party, oh, my God, if they're at the beach or a pool party, oh, the song, like Dave Chappelle, the thongs and the ass cheeks and the... Oh, my God, man. It's
Lord,
a slam dunk.
Everywhere.
Yes, because that's game, man. We teaching you game over here. We ain't complaining. I'm trying to get you some pussy, okay?
No, I get it. I was just talking about, just at my job in particular. That's all, and
nah,
I appreciate that.
You know how to use your job to get this. Now's the time, okay? I'm going to talk more about this. I'm going to do a show tomorrow on... 4th of July game. That's what we're going to call it. 4th of July game. How to get you, because you got, now is the time, Thursday and Friday. That's the only window you got. Because you got to set that shit up for Sunday. So
yeah.
We're going to talk about, I'm going to break that down more tomorrow. Okay. I'm going to break down the 4th of July game. We'll do a show tomorrow afternoon or something before I do the show with EO. Okay, big dog. So make sure you check that out. Okay, big dog.
For sure. Have a good night,
all right, respect to you. I'll throw you back in. Thank you for the call, 248. Respect to you. 646, sorry for the wait, brother. How can I help you, man?
Hi, good night. Question. I know you talk about how to, you know, fuck, quote unquote, you know, in terms of, you know, creating a mood, you know, with wine and,
yes, the wine,
you know,
above your bed.
Could be,
right,
wine above your bed, and even just fucking in terms of the what you say to her, you know, the music, the, maybe you might have some wine, some fruits, things like that, right, to create an experience.
Yes.
So my question is, if you, because I'm talking to this lady right now, we've maybe known each other like three weeks at most, right? We did have sex the first time already. It wasn't that experience. So my question is, should you give them that experience, like the first time you have that sex, or is that something you should
Okay, let me explain something.
Get to
okay.
them later on. Yeah.
Tell me, I want you to tell me about, if I asked you, 8646, you know, I want a good steak, but I want it at a great place. What would you tell me about? Well, tell me, I want a good ribeye. It's a good steak with great customer service. Where would you tell me? Where would you tell me to go?
I would tell you to go to, there's a steakhouse. Shit, I don't go out a lot, but there's a steakhouse in Brooklyn, where I live.
Okay, so but here's the question:
I recommend a store.
Okay, but what about it? Why should I go there? Why? What is so special about that steakhouse?
Oh well, you should go there because they choose the best quality meats. They also cook it perfectly.
Okay.
Customer service. Okay,
let's switch it around. Ask me that question. Let me show you. Ask me that question. Say you want a steak. Just ask me that question.
I want a steak. Where do you recommend I go?
There's this place in Houston. It's off the bayou, man. And it is not just a steakhouse. It's an experience. The moment you get in there, they have valet parking. You can't even park. As soon as you drive up, they have valet parking, and once you get in there, they treat you like it's the home, and they talk to you, and they make sure there's music playing. They got the fireplace going. They have a maitre d'. They have somebody playing the violin and all that other stuff. When you get there, it's the wait staff treats you like they know you. They sit you down. The array of breads. They have different breads. They have like cornbread with jalapenos and spinach in there. They've got a cheese cornbread, and they give you a different row of appetizers. And what's so great about not just that, but also the steak, when you order your steak, they bring out the choice meats and let you choose your steak. And then once they bring your steak to you, they cut your steak for you, open it up, and put a flashlight in it and ask you, is this okay, or is this to your liking? And they keep continuously, they keep serving you, they keep checking on you. If your water or your tea or whatever you're drinking is low, they already have someone to fill it up. You never have to ask for a waiter because they're constantly caring for you and taking care of you. Do you see what I'm saying? Now, would you not go to that place?
Absolutely.
Because the experience. You see, always remember the first impression is the most important impression, because that's going to be the cornerstone to the experience that she's going to think about when she's with you or wants to be with you. You see what I'm saying?
Okay.
So what I love to do, and even as a gigolo, what I love to do, because I wanted what we call the comeback. I wanted the comeback client, right? So in order to get the comeback client or even a comeback woman, I've got to show her why she should come back to me versus me begging her to come back. I want her to come back to me based off the experience that I give her, based off of me rubbing her body down after we get done fucking taking the lotion, warming it up for 10 seconds if there's a microwave, give her a full body massage. I want to give her an experience, and not only she takes – see, what sells the experience is not it's me, but it's also her friends. Because when she tells her friends about the experience I gave her, What do you think a friend's going to say? I wish my man did that. Oh, girl, you're so lucky. Which is going to reinforce the experience. It's going to make her come back. You see what I'm saying?
Okay. Okay.
So your question is, you always want to give them the experience of, you see, you're, think about this, you're building up to this point of y'all having sex. But now you got to show her why all this stuff that you have done, all the way you approached her, the way you've been talking and texting, it all's coming to a head now when you're about to move some furniture with her, right? Then it all is going to make sense of why you are what you are versus the guy that pretends the experience and then he has a lackluster sex, or he comes in like five minutes or 7 minutes or something like that. And there's several things, but it's like, you remember when you were kids, we used to see that amusement park commercial where there's a brand new ride, or you're getting excited to go to the music park because you can't wait to ride that ride. And then you ride and you'd be like, damn, that shit wasn't really the fuck. All this time I was excited for it. Or there was a toy you wanted and you got the toy and it was like, man, this shit ain't even fun. You know what I mean? So it's very important to push the experience, brother. You want to show the woman why she should invest not only her pussy, her time, and her purse to you.
Okay, so let me ask you this question. So let's say that you meet the lady, and let's say it's a week passes by, and it's showtime, she comes over. So you're saying that just within this week, you would give her that experience? In other words,
she's having experience before. She's already having the sexual experience before we get together because of what I'm making her do in the shower, how I'm making her play with her pussy in the shower. You know, I'm only marinating and building this thing up because I'm doing things that most guys won't do. I'm telling her shit I expect her to do and what I want her to do. Or if she's playing with her pussy, where she'll send me videos or audios and shit like that. So it's already built up to a point where she wants to fuck me, and she can't wait to see me.
Right.
Because remember, I'm not just connecting body to body. And this is why I always tell guys who have a small dick or they come too fast or they premature ejaculators and stuff like that. The best way you can be the best sex to a woman is when you make the connection. See, a lot of people are not teaching you about where the connection is. The connection is not the penetration at the bottom. It's the penetration between her ears. That's the connection. Mm-hmm. Once you make that connection, everything is better than what it is. Everything is better. Even if you don't know what the fuck you're doing, it's still better because she's connected to you on an emotional level.
And let me ask you this, is that just sexual connection or is it other connection? You know, you guys share similar interests, you know, and other things. What kind of connection?
This is where people tell you wrong. You don't have to have the same interests for a woman to want to fuck you. You don't have to have the same interests.
Right. Agreed.
Right. Cause you know, I'm like an atheist. I've nailed a lot of religious Muslims, Christians and all you name it. Right. So it's not that we have anything in common. It's how I make her feel when she's with me. So then whatever she has that would stop the average man, she will bypass that feeling. Like if she's, let's say I'm an atheist, she's a Muslim, right? But I'm a boring ass motherfucker. You know what she's going to say? Well, it's just against my religion. I just can't do that. I'm just not morally... I just can't do that. You know, it's just, you know, right? You see that? But if she give it a motherfucker like me, that I'm she's a Muslim, you know what she's going to say? Well, you know what? I shouldn't, but you know what? I really want you. I want to see you. I want to spend time. I want to fuck you. See what I'm saying? I don't force, you see, because I never force them to change. I never try to push them to do shit. They want to do it because how I make them feel. Because I'm hitting them on a level that most guys ain't even fucking with. Everybody's trying to get between their legs. I'm trying to get between their ears. That's all I'm trying to do. Everything I can to get between their ears.
And get between their ears in a sexual way. Correct.
Not just a sexual way, my way. It's not just sexual. I embody all things. I'm not just sex. That's just a part of me. That's just a layer. That's just a door. So I'm not trying to get at her in a sexual way. I'm just putting my bid in. I'm saying I'm interested in you and more than a friendship. And I'm not going to waste my time with you. But if you're cool with that, then enjoy the ride, because I'm going to take you on a ride. I'm going to take you on a motherfucking ride. You've been hearing us talk about it. Did you watch Sex Life yet on Netflix?
It's funny. I have not. I actually looked it up, but I haven't watched an episode yet. No, I did not.
You better go watch that shit. You better make it your business to even watch the first 10 minutes of it. Matter of fact, why don't you do this while I'm talking to these guys? Why don't you just mute me real quick? Watch the first 10 minutes. Just watch the first 10 minutes and come back. Yeah, you'll see what I'm talking about. Just 10 minutes. That's all I'm asking you to do. Just mute me, turn your TV on Netflix, watch 10 minutes and come right back. And you will see what the fuck I'm talking about.
Okay, I mean, I don't have a Netflix account.
Okay, never mind. If you're on Netflix, then you're missing it, because you understand, though.
I can watch it tomorrow, though.
As a man, I bypass all the motherfucking walls that women pull up. See, women put up walls to thirsty guys, right? Because a thirsty guy is more or less if you notice, the more thirsty guys are more judgmental. They judge women all the time. That's how they can tell they're thirsty, because they're not getting a lot of women. I don't judge women. I don't give a fuck what you're doing. As long as you clean, I'm good. You know what I mean? I don't judge you for what you do. So because I don't judge her, I'm seen in a different light. And I'm not judging her because I'm trying to fuck her. I don't judge women because they're not that special to me for me to judge them, man. They're just not. But they're fascinated because they're trying to figure out why I'm not trying to fuck. They know everybody's trying to fuck, but here's the cool thing about it. They know I can get women. They know I'm very persuasive, and they know I have a mouthpiece. But why am I not trying to fuck them? Why am I not trying to get at them? That's the draw-in.
Wait, but didn't you say that you're trying to you telling them that you're trying to get to know them more than friends?
No,
would that
more,
imply that
no,
you're trying
no,
to?
No, no, I'm trying to get to know them in a more intimate way.
Right, in a more intimate way. Okay.
Right, because I'm setting them. Right. What guys don't understand, when you can educate and evolve a woman, it's pussy points, because the first thing a woman is going to automatically think is, I just want to fuck, right? But intimacy to a motherfucker that has game, it smiles, blushes, thinks, it's unbuttoning her shirt, it's looking in her eyes. Those are all intimate moments, but it's not about, what is the biggest bitch that women have? Think about game for a second. And guys miss this all the time. What is the biggest complaint that women have? And they've had this shit for decades. They've had it since, let me explain it. They've had it since 2010, 2000. They had it in the 90s. They had it in the 80s. They had it in the 70s, the 60s, the 50s, the 40s. It's the same fucking bitch they have. And they're going to have that shit for the going forward. You want to know, what do you think that is?
Men only see them for sex?
Yes. You want to know why? Because they're like this. Why doesn't he want me for me? You know, I'm special and I'm this. And all he wants to do, I just feel like a piece of meat, right? Right? That's what they say, right? Right?
Right.
So what am I doing? I'm challenging them on what it is they're saying, right? So.
Right.
What I'm saying is that, yes, I am sexually attracted to you. Now, I'm not going to lie about that shit. That's why we're talking, because I'm sexually attracted to you. But this is what fucks them up. I am truly trying to find out if your character matches your looks, because if it doesn't, I ain't fucking with you. What's behind those ass cheeks and those titties and that smile? But see, the most guys don't challenge women that way. They never challenge women to be more. Think about this. Most women have never even been challenged to even prove who the fuck they are, because all they got to do is fucking wear tight clothes and spandex, and they get a pass. Wear makeup, get a pass. Weave, get a pass. Eyeliner, high heels. All they do is get passes, right? So do they ever have to prove themselves to a thirsty guy? Well, do you think a thirsty guy challenges them? No, he doesn't, right? That's the point I'm trying to say. So when she meets me, I'm challenging her to say, look, see, the thing about my kind or originals is that we get so much pussy. Pussy is obsolete. Pussy falls off the table at this point because getting pussy is too easy, right? So there's got to be more to you than just pussy. So what do you bring to the table other than pussy? And guess what? They can't answer that shit. You see what I'm saying? It throws them off. Does that make any sense?
It does. I mean, it's funny because I did ask her that, you know, I did ask her those questions. I mean, partly because
I don't ask what makes you different. I tell you from the jump street that, listen, that's why I tell her I'm sexually attracted to her, because look at you. I'll grab her ass, troll around. Look at you. I mean, who wouldn't be sexually attracted to you? But that's not enough for me. How many motherfuckers do you think that she has ran into that has said that your body is not enough? Think about that. I am a 1% out of fucking 99, well, 98, because the gay guys don't like women, but I am a 1%er because I'm not saying, listen, your body is nice. So fucking what? So is her body, and so is hers. So is hers and hers. Oh, wait, her body's nice too, and hers. So out of all these women, I'm trying to figure out is what the fuck separates you from all these other women. You got to prove yourself to me. How many guys do you know I'm just saying that you know are hurt, will even challenge a woman that way?
Not much, because they just want to have sex, and that's pretty much it.
But see, and I ask you, what's better, begging for sex or her wanting to fuck you? What's better?
Yeah, definitely her wanting to fuck.
Right. Boss, MVP, the number's right there. The number's right there. 515. Hey, shout out to the DMV. I got to give a shout out to my dog, DMV, stand up. I got to love my DMV motherfuckers. PG County, baby. But that's what I'm saying, brother. So does that make any sense to you?
Yeah, no, it does. So it makes perfect sense. So just quick question. So I know you said, you know, if let's say, because I mean, this woman I'm talking about, you know, we actually had sex already. Probably within, it was by the second date. So it was probably within 2 weeks.
All right. Check it out. What was the conversation like the next day? What did you talk about the next day?
We talked a few days after.
All right. Oh, God. Please listen to us. Please, my God. Y'all don't understand game.
All right. I mean, all right.
You don't call her afterwards. You make her feel like she's a slut and a whore, man. And that's why they don't really
get it.
Right, because you made her feel like a slut and a whore.
You know what's funny? Hold on. Let me just add this to it. Because the moment we had sex, she was a little bit timid. But she said immediately, like, when I was done, she said, so you're going to call me after this? You know, I'm not going to talk to you after this. That's what she said. You know, I knew why she said it, but I said, why would you say that?
She did say that.
What I'm saying is that this is why women are close to the vest with guys that don't know what they're doing versus guys who do. See, I'm not calling her because I'm thirsty. I'm calling her to let her know that I don't judge her. So I want to make sure you got home safely, all right? And then I'm naming the pussy. Then after I name the motherfucking pussy, the way I'm going to talk to her, I'm going to talk to her in third fucking person at that point because I'm reinforcing why I'm going to get her on the comeback, dog. That's the drug right there. See, when you guys fuck these women and don't call them the next day, you make them feel like shit. I mean, you really make them feel like shit. I'm just saying, you make them feel like they're just, like, they're nothing. But see, I'm not that kind of motherfucker because I know game, man. I'm not being thirsty. I'm just, listen, all I'm doing is making sure she got home safely. I'm naming the pussy, and I'll talk to her tomorrow. I have no problem talking to her the next day because that's what experienced motherfuckers do because I'm filling her with the dopamine, dog. I'm keeping the rush going. And when you guys fuck these women and don't talk to them the next day, listen, if it's just about sex, then you have to be honest with her and say, all we're doing is fucking, and I don't have nothing to do with you tomorrow. You be honest with them. But a lot of you motherfuckers aren't honest with them because you tell them shit they want to hear just because you want to get your dick wet, and y'all fucking the game up. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
Does that make any sense?
Okay. Yeah, it does. So the next time I see her, I could drop that game in terms of how you like to set up.
Okay, you've already fucked up because when you didn't talk to her the next day, you made her feel like she was a you made her feel like trash. She trusted. See, here's what I hate about you guys, man. Y'all build these women up with a bunch of lies and false shit and get their trust. And then you fuck them. And then you make them feel like shit. Why do that? What's the purpose of doing that? She trusted you enough to give you the pussy after a few days. Because you know why? She trusted that you knew what you were doing with it. But you don't even know what you're doing. And if you didn't know what you were doing, look. It's one thing to say, you know what, we just fucking, and as we get a fuck, we good, right? But I'm asking this question. Was it a one-time deal, or did you want to fuck her more than one time, more than once? Which one was it for you?
Well, we're supposed to meet again on Saturday.
Well, if you're going to meet on Saturday to clean this up, I'd call her and spit a little bit of flavor. Y'all guys.
I mean, to be honest, I mean, Steve, I know that we're gonna fuck. I mean, I've talked to her. I mean, we've had, you know, we flirted in between that. So I mean, I know that is gonna happen again. She's coming over on Saturday. So, you know, I mean, I just want to know if to drop in terms of that experience because the first time I didn't give her that experience in terms of the lights, the wine, the chocolate, you know?
Well, you can give her that experience, but this is what's important that you got to talk to her before you fuck her on Saturday. You got to let her know where the fuck she stands with you. Don't talk relationship with her. Let her know that, you know what, we cool. I like how things are. I'm not looking for a relationship. See, this is the shit. What I'm saying to you guys, this is shit you should let them know before you fuck. Because when they know where they stand and they still want to fuck you, that's cool. But if you're not telling them and you're making them think that you're going towards a relationship, that's where y'all scar these fucking women and shit, dog. I just got to keep that shit real. You see what I mean?
Yeah, that's real. That's real. I mean, that's real.
Okay.
That's real. Okay.
All right, man.
So,
well,
so drop it on her then. So give her that experience then.
If you want, that's up to you. But you got to let her know where she's at because that experience without letting her know where she's at, she's going to think y'all are going towards a relationship. And you ain't, it doesn't sound like you want a relationship. So you got to let her know we just fucked.
Right.
Got you. I'm not ready for a relationship right now. You know what I mean?
Okay.
So she might stomp a little bit, but she'll come back to the dick. They always get, when you tell a woman you ain't ready for a relationship, it's a hard pill to swallow because they got so much pride and shit. But eventually, when they add shit about being with you versus not being with you, they come back to you. Okay, brother?
Got you. Okay. Makes sense.
All right. Thank you, brother. We'll throw you back in, okay?
All right.
Thank you for the call. 972, I'll bring you in 1 second. Let me double check this thing. Steve, if you have women, hey, brother, we don't have women friends. We don't have women friends. Women friends don't teach you shit but to be a bitch. We don't have women friends. We don't fucking play intramural basketball where you're trying to play basketball. She grabs the ball while she's wearing her little short shorts, running around like football, screaming and yelling. And we try to grab the ball. She falls to the ground laughing. We don't have women friends. We don't hang out with the food. The fuck? What is wrong with you guys? Why do you want to hang out with? Let me get to this call, man. God damn it. 972, what's your question, brother? What's up, man? Fuck.
Hey, what's going on, Big Steve? I want to ask you this.
What's up, man?
Yes, sir. I have two questions for you, sir.
Sure.
The first one is two chicks that I smashed in the past.
Yes.
Out the blue just called me, right? And and I was trying to get straight to the point, but it seems like they want attention. What can I do just to get straight to the point? Like, they called me, like, for example.
Wait.
Like, for example, one of them, I told them to send me a picture of her.
Wait. Before you do that, are you in your room right now?
Nah.
Where you at right now?
I'm just in front of my balcony.
You're in front of your balcony. What I want you to do is turn around, open your balcony door up, and open your balcony door.
It's closed.
Open it one more time.
All right.
And close it.
All right.
That's how easy it is. You thank it and do it. See, your problem is when you got, you should have let them know from the moment they got on the phone what shit is.
Right.
So what you see, here's the problem.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't let women know where they stand and then you begin to try to talk like, you try to put that flavor in their ass, in their ear and stuff, it's not going to have the impact.
Right.
See, when those women, okay, you said two women called you, right? What did she call you for? What did she call you? What did she call you about?
The first one just wished me a happy birthday. I mean, happy Father's Day.
Okay, when she called you, wish you have Father's Day, what did you say?
I said, thanks. And then I just started, flirting and said, hey, what is my Father's Day gift?
And, okay, I like that.
LOL.
Okay. Whoa, that's good. And then what did she say? I like that.
Then she said, LOL, but then I started wanting to get freaky. I was like, hey, why don't you send me some, I said, I'll be hooking up today. She said,
Hold on, wait. Don't ask for nude. Wait. Tell me you didn't ask for nude photos.
Yeah, I did.
Okay. I'm going to give you an A+ for what you just told me before. But now I got to fail you.
All right.
Here's the thing. What you said was so fucking dope. If you just rode on what you just said before you asked for the nude photos, never force the woman to send you nude photos. Make her feel sexually safe enough where she sends you them on her own. See, you don't.
I got you.
You did good when you told her it's Father's Day, my present, and all this other stuff, but you didn't lead her at that point. So here's the idea. Why are you going to make me dinner for Father's Day? Or why don't you come over and we celebrate Father's Day at my place? Because I've always been interested in you. I've been trying to get at you in a more intimate way, right? You see what I'm saying? Boom, boom, right? And it's at that point, you got to see what she says. But you don't ask for nude photos at that juncture. It's too fast, too soon. But you did good.
That's where I messed up at.
Yeah. You go right in your bid, man. Look, hey, even though you wouldn't be able to spend the Father's time, but I've been trying to get at you. Yeah, it's the same. Hey, look, I did the thing when I was working at Kids Kingdom when I was younger, right? There was this Filipino, mm-hmm. white, and she was like a mutt. Filipino, white, black, and a bunch of other stuff, right? It's a bad chick named Pam. Yeah. I was always trying to, I was trying to get at Pam, but Pam wouldn't fuck me because I had a reputation of fucking the, see, Kids Kingdom was like a knockoff of like Chuck E. Cheese kind of thing. So I was like fucking moms and shit, and the college girls had to bring their little. So I had a reputation of fucking at the job, right? So Pam wouldn't fuck with me then, right? So Pam would never give me the pussy. But I think it was when the Rockets won the championship. I had my fair with me. And I was pulling shit with my little fair, getting women and shit. But I ran into Pam. I said, hey, Pam, you know, she gave me a hug. And just like you, I said, hey, but you know, Pam, you know, I've been trying to get at you for a minute now. You bullshitting and everything. She said, well, you know, you had a reputation and all that. I said, well, look, Pam, this is what we're going to do. What are we going to do? Look, here's my number. You give me a call. I'm free. Let's get together. You see what I'm saying? I didn't ask for no nude photos or anything like that. You know what she said? Okay. Right. When she called me, she tried to bring up the past. I didn't allow her to do that shit. I told her what the address was. She came over, and I got Pam. Now, remember, this is not a TV show. It took a while because the time from me working at Kids Kingdom to me running to Pam was like 2 years or so. I mean, I'm not going to lie to you. I didn't get her at the job. I ain't going to lie. Everybody was trying to fuck Pam. Even the managers were trying to fuck Pam. I couldn't get her because she was interested in me. It was a few of them I got, but she was interested in me. But she wouldn't fuck me because she knew I was fucking some of the other chicks there and some of the, like, the moms coming in and some of the, you know, all that shit. But anyway, I saw her a few years later. But when I saw her, I got right to it. I wasn't wasting my time in bullshitting with Pam. But I told her she was down. Right. She came home and she fucked.
Right.
So I'm just saying that with that one, you did good. Mm-hmm. You didn't ride the wave and put the bid in like you opened up your door. You got to let them know, I've been interested in you. You know I'm trying to get at you. When are you going to come see me? And if she's going to say anything like, well, you're just a friend. Well, you know what? I don't want to waste your time and waste my time. When you change your mind, you let me know. Other than that, take care. Click. I'm done. That's it. That's how easy it is. That's all we can be, right? That's all we can be. Is straight the fuck up. Because I'm not wasting my time. Man,
get to the point.
Yeah, why not? Fam, what do you have to lose? What is it? Nothing. But when you send me some titties and ass pictures, what you're saying is kind of like the other caller, man. The rule of the game is simply this. Never make a whore feel like a whore or make a stripper feel like a stripper. You never make them feel that way because when you make them feel, see, when you say to a woman that's being nice and you say, send me them ass and titty pictures and shit. She's like, well, God, is that what you really think about me? Oh, my God, I thought you were, oh, man, you're not, no. You know what I mean? But.
Right.
You see her and remember, I want the invite, okay? I want the invite. And the invite that I want is I want her to see the value in being with me, where she invites me in on a mental level. Once I'm in on a mental level, it's already a wrap because I'm texting, voicemail, video. I'm putting flavor all up in their ass and shit and mentally, right? But I'm never remember, I'm not judgmental. So I'm not making her feel slutty. I'm not going to ask for nude pictures and ass pictures and titty pictures. They'll feel comfortable enough when they're ready to send it to me. But once we begin to flirt, what do you think I'm going to spit at her at once we begin to flirt? What do you think I'm going to do once we begin to flirt? What do you think I'm going to do?
Some nasty talk, your yakky stuff, so she can start to feel freaky and she's feeling comfortable, so she can start feeling freaky.
How am I going? What am I going to use to get her though? I'm going to use
your personality, yourself.
No, it's not even me. I'm not going to use me. I'm going to use the thing that she does two times, if not, well, she does it once a day, but more or less two times a day. And what is that?
Shower.
She showers, right? She showers
right.
at least once or twice a day, right?
Right.
So what I'm going to do is before I get her to start sending the new photos, I got to make her feel sexually safe where she knows that I'm not going to judge her for the nasty shit she's about to do. Once you make her feel that she's safe where you're not going to judge her, it's at that point they'll do it. But you can't ask for the nude photos because you've already judged her. You've already placed judgment on her. And you didn't even mean to do it, but you did it because you're saying that you're just a slut and a whore. Send me them titties and ass pictures. She's like, who the fuck are you? I'm not that kind of girl. Then they get what she's going to do, right? Remember? Her belief system, right? See, people don't understand belief system. Her belief system, what? There's a moral clause in that shit, right? I'm a good girl.
Right.
I feed the ducks and walk dogs and kittens and cats and feed the homeless. And I'm morally sound and morally grounded. I love the Lord or Allah, whatever, right? All that's going to come into play at this point because she's going to be like, I'm not that kind of girl. What do you think I am? Some kind of whore, right? Versus the same kind of girl, okay? The same kind of girl that slowly start talking to her when she begins to miss me. She begins to think about me. When she thinks about me, she smiles. And I'm on her mind a lot. And the emotions that she feels with me begin to outweigh the morals that she has. She's got to be the one to find the loophole or supersede the moral clause, because here's the thing. The moral clause is she's not a whore and a slut, but she's a bad girl, and bad girls like to do bad things because did she do when she came into college? She loved to be bad. She loved to do the remember all the shit she couldn't do when she was with her parents? There was curfews, couldn't do this. And when she got her freedom, what did she do? She wanted to be bad.
Started to wild out.
Right. So all I'm saying is I'm bringing that bad person back out in you, but I'm not judging you for that person. See, she wants to be bad, but she wants to be bad with somebody that's not going to judge her for being bad. See, guys that just want pussy are going to judge her for being bad. Because all my women are sluts and they got a high count. How many guys, you already judged her. You've already lost. But what I'm saying is that I want to make sure that I'm trying to bring out the bad girl in her, doing the naughty things, the things that she knows she shouldn't
that's
do.
That's what I want to bring out. Exactly.
You know, you can't bring it out saying, send me them titty pictures.
You see, and I didn't mention this. She was saying she was with her man. And I was like, okay. She was like, call me on Monday. I said, okay, since that's the case, why don't you just send me the pictures?
Oh, no.
I was like, then just send me some.
No.
I said, send me pictures of you.
This is why you get with Uncle, get coaching. If she would have told you she was with a man, I would have said, listen, go ahead and do your thing. When you have a chance, get back at me. But you know, you know how I would. Wait, I know you did, but look. You know how I would have sent that shit? Through voicemail, not text.
Right, okay.
That shit I'm hearing from in her voicemail. Why? Because even though she's with her man, she can keep pressing play, even next to him, and keep hearing my voice over and over again because her man ain't cool enough in the game to do the shit that I'm teaching you. You see what I'm saying?
Right. Yes, sir.
And then even though she's with, listen, the rule of the game is this. Just because you're in a bed with a man doesn't mean you ain't thinking of me. I can touch you from anywhere. Kind of goes back to the sex life we're going to be talking about tomorrow. But I can get to you anywhere, anytime. And I know that you are going to miss me and you're going to think about me. And you're going to want to talk to me. You'll wonder what I'm doing because just to listen to the message I send you, I'm going to make you smile. I'm going to make you blush. I'm going to make you think. I'm going to make you react, and I'm going to make you begin to miss me, right? So then she calls me back. I'm not talking about her man or anything. I'm getting to the point. You know, I've been trying to get at you, like I said before. But here's the thing. Listen, ready for this game? I'm not here to mess up what you have. I'm not here to mess up what you have. You see that? I'm not here to fuck up what you have. Look, do your thing. I'm never going to run behind you. I'm not even going to call you. When you want to talk to me, get at me. See that shit? When you want to talk to me, get at me. Right? I'm not going to fuck with you at all. Okay? But then, but then guess what? When she sends you a message again, hey, I was just thinking about you. You ready? Hey, guys, all my motherfucking game right here. So when she hits me up, right, I already hit a text message. I hit it from land. I hit it from sea with the voice message. Now I'm going to hit her from air with the video message, right? So when she hits me up, you know, hey, what are you doing? I'm lying in my bed because I got my wine above my bed, right? I'm lying in my bed where she sees me on the pillows and shit. And then I'm a video record because I rehearsed this. I rehearsed this because I lay in the bed and practice getting up to angle the phone to make sure it shows the wine. So I'm laying in the bed where she sees the pillows, right? I'm like, hey, how you doing? No, I was just thinking about it. I'm leaning the phone. You know, I was just thinking about you. You know what? I hope you have a very good day. Hey, get at me when you can. Just simple, something simple, right? Because here's the next thing. Hey, it's video. How many guys do you know, not even her man, will send her a video message? Now, that's dopamine, right? But this is the beautiful thing about it. After she gets done watching your video fucking 10, 15, 20 times, she's going to start to analyze the video. Which means is she's no longer looking at me. She's looking at my environment. And here I am laying on my pillows. And then all of a sudden, wait, what is that? What is that above his bed? What is that above your bed? The message. And you know what? Voice message. That's nothing. It's just when I have a woman over my, it's just wine above my bed because I'm just so lazy. It's just, I mean, you know how it is. And when I have a woman over my house and I'm kissing her and I'm caressing her and looking at her eyes and making her pussy wet and everything, I don't want to break up the mood by going to the kitchen and getting wine. I just want easy access, you know, voicemail over. Second message. Besides, think about it. If you were with me in bed and I was kissing all over you and your pussy was getting wet and you was getting excited and it was time to move to the next thing, would you want me to get up and break the mood to go get a bottle of wine? See that right
That's
there?
That's too smooth.
But what I've done is, no, that's game. That's game.
That's game.
That's game because at that point, she's like, what the fuck? Let me play that again. What? And then she starts to vision being with me in the bed. And vision, wait a second. But how do you know I would, you know, she'll probably say, how do you know I would like to be with you in your bed? Because I know what kind of man I am. And I'm replying back to her. I know what kind of man I am. Besides, you know what? I would even do something even more. You know what? I shouldn't tell you. Never mind. Right? Hit it with the never mind, right? Wait, no. Tell me. No, I don't think it is a good idea for me to tell you that. I don't want you to think, I'm a very freaky, nasty guy, and I'm very sexually creative, and I don't think you need to hear this information. You know, just forget about it, right? All I'm doing is shaking up the bottle to the soda bottle. I'm building it up. building up attention, right? And then as soon as she bugs me one more time, all right, well, all right, look, I don't want you to judge me for this. See that? I'm setting it up. I don't want you to judge me for this. But let me tell you something. If I had that sexy ass of yours and those round titties and that smile of yours, what I would do on purpose is when I grab that wine, I would pour a little bit past the tip of the glass so it can spill on your body so I can see if the wine tastes better in the glass versus off your skin. Drop the fucking D.
Ooh, that was too smooth.
I know what you're, but you're, but it's the whole positioning. It's already over because guess what? She's got in the back of her head. Who the?
I'm ready
fuck?
To try this.
Right, exactly. Right, ready? hey, baby, can you pour some wine on? Why would I do that? Why would I pour wine on your body? Why? You see that shit, what they regular guys do? Why would I waste it? Why would? Oh, okay.
You got to be creative, have imagination.
All right, so you know she's like, you know what, hey guys, and I'm not saying this is the woman, but I'm just giving you an example of how this shit go. If they're watching the guys live on the air, well, I always love to show them my thing, because at that point, this is where you know my favorite message I love to give you guys. Where is it? Y'all know my favorite message I'm showing the guys that I love to give those guys watching. This is what we want right here. We want her to say, "Why I can't stop thinking about you? What did you do to me?" That's what we want, right? And guess what?
Right.
She hits me, "What you do to me?" Guess what I'm doing? I'm either taking a shower that has the lights in the shower, or I'm next to the easel on video. Girl, what are you talking about? Man. Anyway, how you doing? How you doing, girl? What's going on? What's up with you? You know what I mean? But she's going to see the easel, or she's going to see me in the shower. She's either going to see me in the shower, because it's not me in the shower. It's what's going on, the colored shower. The shower is changing from blue to red to green while I'm in the shower
with it.
Or I'm next to the easel where she's, oh, my God, I didn't know you were an artist. Because she's going to look at the thing. I didn't know you were an artist. Girl, you know I ain't. Girl, I got two left feet when it comes to art. Well, why would you have a canvas and all that? That's nothing. It's just like when I like to have a woman over. It's nothing like having a woman over, having her take her clothes off and let me paint her sexy body the way I want to paint it. I mean, think about it. What would you feel if I had you come over and undress you and lay you down and just paint your body like it was a beautiful piece of art? See that shit?
Man, that's too smooth.
Hey, honey, why don't we go to the art store where you can maybe paint
that's
body? Okay, you ready? Well, why would I do that? We got paid.
That's true.
I'm not pushing it, right? And you know,
right.
But this is the kick. This is where I get her, right? This is where I get her. So she's a little depressed, a little frustrated. And I'm not your friend. Remember, I tell these women, I'm not your friend. I'm not your motherfucking friend. We ain't friends. Well, I'm just having a rough day. Oh, well, you know what? Why don't you? I got the perfect remedy for your rough day. See that shit? I'm solving the shit. I got the perfect remedy for your rough day. And this is what I want. Why don't you? I have the remedy, but do you want to play? See that shit? I have the remedy. Do you want to play? She's calculating if I did the easel. She's calculating how I make her smile. She's calculating how I make her laugh. I'm making her blush. Now, I'm giving her my drug. She's already got it administered in her. Now I'm asking if she wants to play, right? Now, this is the key right here, because this is, I miss guys bringing out the naughty side in me, and this guy is bringing that shit out of me. How many guys you want to play? Because, hey, look, if you don't want to play, I don't have the remedy. But if you want to play, I got the remedy. Right. Do you want to play? Let's play. Yeah. Okay, well, this is what I want you to do tonight. Tonight, what I want you to do when you take a shower, okay, I want you to turn on the lights, because if I was there, I'd turn the lights off, because there's nothing like the feeling you'll get not knowing what piece of clothing I'm taking off or where my hands or my lips are going in the darkness. Okay, I'm breaking it down. Second thing I want you to do is I want you to get your favorite song. I want her favorite slow jam. I don't give a fuck what it is. You find out what it is. Whatever your favorite slow song is to relax you, I want you to just turn your phone on and play that, okay? Why? Because it's nothing like me kissing or licking your pussy to the rhythm of your favorite song. See that right there? And the last thing I want you to do, to relax yourself, I want you to go ahead and take a shower. And what I do when you take a shower, I want you to take that towel and let that be my lips, let that be my tongue. And what I want you to do is I want you to explore your body the way you would want me to explore your body if I was there with you right now. And I promise you thinking more about that versus your long day, and that's going to get you off your mind. Now, 9 times of 10, you're going to get an orgasm for that shit. But come on now, calculate and do the math. Now, remember, I'm not asking for ask for any new pictures, anything.
That's true. She's going to send you about 5 million after all that.
Exactly, because she go. Hey, look, because
you're probably gonna take a video doing all those things you said and send it to you.
Right, because I slow cooked it. I wasn't desperate. I didn't force it. I wasn't needy. I showed her See, they will bend their rules for experience versus judgmental. Because at no time I judged her. At no time I was telling her she ain't shit. All I'm telling her is the experience that we're going to have. That's all I'm doing. That's all
Absolutely.
I'm working towards her, right? Right?
Man, I was taking notes.
Right, but here's the thing. Well, you can look back and listen to this. But the thing is when she, the next day she's going to, oh, you're a bad guy. Oh, I need to leave you alone. Well, okay, if you want to leave me alone, I'll let you go. No, I didn't mean it. I was just joking and everything. It's just, I just never, well, hey, look, like I said before, I'm not rushing this. You know how I feel. You know what I think. But please understand, I don't waste my time, and I'm not going to waste your time. So when you're – now, it's the yank to change. See that shit? Remember the roller coaster ride. She's already up, right? About to yank that thing back down, right? Because
yes,
she's feeling that. Remember, think about the power of a drug. They take the drug gives them the high, right?
And then, but they come back down.
They come back down and crash, and then they want to go back.
They
want to
get high again.
Yes, young man, you connected it exactly. So I yanked the chain. The crash part is saying, look, I don't want to waste your time and anything like that. You know what? She may get offended. You know, she's like, well, you know what? Fuck it. You know, I'll talk to you later. If you got that attitude, I want to. And you know what? I'm done.
Right. But she's going to call you back again because she's going to say hi.
Wait a second. Why is she going to call me back?
Because she want to experience all that all over again. She wants to get some more.
What's the rule of the drug that you can't do, that people try to do all the time? Go cold turkey. They always say, you know what? Today's the day I'm going to stop. Whatever the fuck it is.
It's not going to happen.
Today's the day I'm going to stop eating. I'm going to work out. Or today's the day I'm going to stop drinking or stop smoking or whatever. Okay, whatever. You may stop for a few hours.
Right.
My God, I'm all in your phone. I don't even have to be there for her to access me without me being there. And here's the beautiful thing about it. Women are smart enough to crawl back, but you cannot make them feel shitty for crawling back because they usually don't do that. Now, listen to what I'm saying.
Right. Okay.
Most women do not crawl back to the average guy. When they're done with you, they're done. But they're always going to find a way to get back at you by, oh, did you call me? Or, was that – I missed a call. Was that you as a restrict? It was a restricted number. Was it? They're going to find a bullshit excuse to get back in touch with
– Like wishing me a happy Father's Day out of the blue. Just any type of blue. Any type of
– anything out of the blue. And it is at that point, once they bring it out of the blue, you move forward. You don't harp on shit. You just go
right
forward. You know what? Hey, I got an idea. Why don't you I'm free around. I get off work around 5:30. I got to do a few things, but why don't you come on by around 8:00 and you can get away. Can you get away? Yeah, I can get away. All right, I'll see you then. Fucking and she's sucking your dick. hey. But then like 646 fucked up. I want on a comeback. Remember the first hit is free. I want you on a comeback. What's the comeback? The comeback is when I, like, when you get done fucking a woman, you probably just get up and, you know, shower, whatever, right? You done, right? Right?
I guess.
Dude, what do I want to do? Do I want to bring her in the shower and give her that experience that I told her about? Remember, turning out the lights, music,
right,
shower,
right?
That, yeah, right? Do I want to make that experience a reality? Right? I could go that way, or I can do what? Go get some lotion, warm that shit up for 10 seconds, and give her a full body fucking massage, and just put a little bit of yak in her ear, and I'm done. All my work is done, because anything after that, guess what? Your birthday, you'll get a birthday present from her. Christmas, you'll get gifts from her. She's going to start funding you because she is so into you and the drug of you. She is willing to go against her own morals, all the scruples and all that shit for the drug of you, because you set it up right instead of running behind and you wanted some damn pictures. Fuck them pictures.
Right.
The pictures are going to come later. Dog, not only do you get the pictures, you get the audio versions of her playing with her pussy. You get the videos of her pussy. You get to have her play with the pussy while she's driving home and going to work. You get to have her sneak in the bathroom. You get to tell her, man, we used to do this all the time. We used to tell the woman to take her panties off in the office. Put her phone on vibrate, slide the phone sideways up in the upper clit where the edge of the phone rubs her clit, and give her 10 minutes and then just keep calling her phone and letting her get off that way.
it's
not fair, brother. So,
<It's> not
fair. Right. Okay, that's girl number one to ask you about Father's Day. What about girl number two? How'd you fuck that one up?
No. I was just trying to smash. I had smashed before, and I was trying to smash, and she was BSing. And I said, hey,
wait,
I'll call you when I get off work.
How was she BSing? You was trying to smash. How was she BSing?
See, because I said, hey, as soon as I get off of work, I'm going to call you. And when I called her, she didn't answer her phone. So now, out of the blue, she just called me today. But, like,
right,
I learned some game from you just now. You said, don't hold grudges.
What did she call you and say? What did she say to you?
Today, she just called me. She just out the blue texted and said, hey, you. And the other chick, she texted me yesterday out the blue. And
wait,
I had smashed them in the past.
Wait. Peep game. Hey, you. Why don't you do me a favor?
Yes,
hey, you back. Wait. Hey, you back. Mm-hmm. I forgot how you look. So why don't you send me a photo so I can remember who you are? Or why don't you send me a photo so I can tell you why I want you to come over my crib tonight? You see that shit? Two different ways.
That's too smooth.
Because I'm a smooth motherfucker, dog. This is what we do.
Steve, let me ask you this. What? Because right now I got your conversation 101, and I also got your kissing 101 and the fucking 101. What courses would you recommend for me to, like you said, to bring up?
After the show, call me, because send me your number after the show. I'll call you, I mean. Because you kind of skip some steps there, because you got all this stuff is like a transformer, man. It connects, brother. So you kind of miss a few steps, but you could even get the $40 text. I could text the bitch for you. I can't fuck her for you. But if you want to put that flavor in her ear, just hire me. I'll text for you guys, man. That's shit. I just can't fuck her for you. I can put you in a position that if you're wasting your time. We'll know if you're wasting your time or she about fucking you by the way I show you what to say.
And,
period.
But these two, Steve, I want to really, the second one that called me, he's a nickel. I don't even want to deal with her. I'm not even trying to deal with her.
Throw the nickel away. Let's get to the dime.
Yes. Okay. Now, let me just, and the one that I really want, I used to smash her before, but she moved. I don't want to say she moved on, but she would just call me out the blue like that, and I hate that, and I just feel like she's running game.
Hey, no.
And that's the one. That's the one I really want, but she plays too much game.
No, stop! You're getting it wrong. Have you seen the movie The Sex Life on Netflix? I asked the other guy that. Have you seen The Sex Life on Netflix?
No, sir. Sex Life on Netflix. No, I can catch it this weekend to learn some game.
Because we're gonna be talking about it tomorrow, but You want them to call you out of the blue because they start to miss the dick. That's why they call it out of the blue. They're not calling out of the blue just to have a fucking boring conversation. They're calling out of the blue because the drug, the dopamine of which you should be hitting them with is overriding. I got to stay away. Thank you, 165 likes. I got to stay away. But I keep plusing his audios and I keep watching the videos. And I remember when I have a bad day, my man doesn't even recognize when I see you do work when you don't do work. Think about this.
Right.
How many times has she had a bad day that he didn't recognize, but you recognized? How many times is she like, I'm getting so fucking sick of this. But you know what? 248. Oh God, I don't want to think about him, but fuck. He remembers. And then she's like, I remember what he told me. I remember he told me to turn the lights off and put the music on. And oh my God, I'm playing my pussy. Why am I doing this? Why am I, oh my God. Oh, I came. You know what? Okay. Girlfriend, call her girlfriend up. Girl, I want to call him. Girl, don't do it. Don't do it. Or she'll call her guy friend. Yeah, don't do it, girl. Don't call him. You know he is. I want to call. No, she'll call two people. She'll take you 175. She'll call the guy for the. What's going on? Yeah, I have a friend that's interested in a guy that. You know, she has somebody, but she's interested in the guy. You know, she always wanted to be look good in front of the guy friend. Well, girl, don't tell your friend don't do it because all that guy can bring to you is dick, but he's going to be frustrating for you. So I wouldn't do it, girl, right? And then she calls her girlfriend up, and her girlfriend, girl, don't you be calling about that goddamn dick again. Don't call him. Don't, girl, but I got to call him. I miss. See? What I'm showing you guys is the same thing that happened in that fucking Netflix movie y'all we're going to be talking about tomorrow. When they feel like they're missing something in their life, they're missing us. We're the key component drug that allows them to go back to that time where she had no inhibitions. Where she was free and you know what, you know, she's not bogged down with the kids and she's not bogged down with the kids, the boring husband and the boring life. She just wants to get away. She just wants to get away. But, hey, Daniel, you made a good point. Let me tell the old man, this young man, before we wrap this up, young man, Daniel said, and drugs are bad for you. But, brother, what I'm saying to you, no, listen to me.
Yes, sir.
This is my Uncle Ben Spider-Man talk with you, okay?
Yes, sir.
Because I did it when I was young, and I know you guys are going to do it also, but I got to put it out there. See, what I was told back in the day was, we know with great power comes great responsibility. Don't give a woman 100% of the drug. You gotta taper it out. You gotta, you know,
not go crazy.
You got it right because you gotta add maybe some baking soda. So you can't give her shit.
dilute it. You gotta step on it a little bit.
You gotta dilute that shit. But the one thing y'all gonna want to do is you want to see what it's about. If you take a guy that's really okay with women, but then you start to get good with women. You want to see how far it goes. You want to see everybody. I did it. So I'm just telling you, a lot of you guys out there want to say shout out to you. A shower, man. I appreciate it. A or C. Thank you very much, brother. But what I'm saying is this, what I'm saying to you, brother, is that we all want to test it. We want to test it. Mm-hmm. And when we test it, that's what we all going to do because we don't know the power of it. So I'm telling you right now, I know you ain't going to listen to me. Hey, Seed, I want to give you some love right there, Seed. Thank you very much. But what I'm saying, I just want to give you, let you know that when you when you hit him with this motherfucking yak, this motherfucking drug, and all this other shit, she gonna go batshit crazy because she's not used to. And I can't wait for we talk about this show tomorrow. But it, when you take a woman back and you give her that freedom that she had, not only on an emotional but a sexual level, oh man, it's a wrap, man. It's a motherfucking rap, man. It's a rap, man. Hey, thank you. Hey, man, 713, man. Much love to you, man. But that's what I'm saying, dog. So we're gonna talk about that tomorrow. But I'm going to do a show early tomorrow, gentlemen, sometime in the afternoon, going to be called the 4th of July game. The 4th of July game, gentlemen. That's going to be the show tomorrow, okay? All right?
Man, thank you so much, Steve. I appreciate you. Thank you for taking the time and just helping me out. I agree. That's why I keep supporting you, buying your products, and listening, because you are the way official, and I appreciate you, Steve.
Yeah, just get out. Hey, send me your number. Email me. Is this your number? Right? I'm not going to give it away. Is that your number right there? I'm going to put it in.
Is that
your number
right there? Yes, it is.
Oh, give me a second. Yes. I'm going to put it. When I set the show, I'll give you a call. Hold on. Let me give you 2 seconds. Let me just put it in my phone. And as soon as the show's over, I'll call you, and we'll talk about your pathway and shit, where you go wrong.
Yeah,
but
I appreciate that.
No, I got you, though.
Thanks,
but no, I got to wrap this up because I'm going to do a show.
And Steve, can I just say this, because I don't want to, because I know you're a busy man, because I'm actually going to go to bed because I got to get up early. So I don't want to waste that phone call and then be like, dang, you try to reach out to me. Is there a way, because I want to value that time, is there a way I can email you?
Just give me 2 minutes. Give me 2 or 3 minutes. We ain't going to be long, okay? Just have your notebook and paper.
Okay.
We ain't going to talk forever. It's just a few minutes, okay? So just give me a few minutes.
No, I appreciate that. Thank you, Dan. I'll just wait. Yes, sir.
Wait, yeah, you got me. I got your number. And just let me see. Make sure I got this shit right.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, don't hang up the fucking phone yet. Wait. Okay, I got you. Okay, so I'll put you in. But you're good.
I thought the show was going to keep going. Yes, I can definitely wait then. I appreciate you.
Because I got a show tomorrow. We got 2 shows tomorrow. And we're going to do 4th of July game in the afternoon. And then we got a show with EO. So I got to do the 4th of July game, dog. Because nobody talking about the game. I'm about to spit this day. God, I'm going to set y'all up. I'm going to set y'all motherfuckers up for 4th of July, okay? So we want to do that tomorrow.
Yeah, I appreciate it. I'm going to rush and get my pen and paper right now, Steve.
Hey, go get your pen and motherfucking paper right now. Let me go ahead and put
in.
Get your pen and paper. I'll go after the show's over. Let me talk to my chat room dogs and wrap sum this up. Gentlemen out there, all you guys out there, listen to me, and I appreciate all you motherfuckers. At the end of the day, gentlemen, like I want to show you at the end of the day, and this is what's important to me, gentlemen, is that I'm not trying to make you into drug dealers, okay? That's what I'm not trying to do. But what I'm trying to do, guys, is I'm trying to get you to see that when you gentlemen begin to create your drug of making her smile, the reddest blush, think, and miss you, based and then using the person, your personality, and other ways to connect. Because there's so many ways you can do this. You can do a smile in anticipation, a smooth, and there's so many ways that you guys can attack the emotional thing by, let me take this off, by creating your own drug. Gentlemen, all you, let me stop. Before I show you this drug, all you guys are drug dealers. And not the way we're talking about the drug. I'm talking about the drug of you. Build your lab in your mind. Start creating the drug. Build your drug. Build your team to create your drug. And what is your drug? Let me show you. Your drug is making her smile. The drug of making her think, making her react. But also connecting to your personality, connecting your smooth to this, making her anticipate you. And where the loss comes in at is when she begins to think about you and miss you. That's how you can be a chemist to yourself. Listen, I'm not going to tell you what to say. You can create this for yourself. You can create how you want to make her smile. You can create how to make her blush. You create it. And when you create, gentlemen, what I'm saying to y'all guys out there that's listening to me, gentlemen, I promise you, when you create it, you are going to start tapping into a place that's going to unlock everything you want. All you guys that want pussy and want this, want quick sex and all the other stuff, you begin to access something in her that the average motherfucking guy doesn't do, gentlemen. That's what I want y'all to understand, okay? That's what I understand. Yes, Freelance Ronan, I will leave the 4th of July game up. I want to say, everyone listen to me. Tomorrow, go, hey, gentlemen, anybody, if y'all are new, go ahead and do the thing that I asked you guys. Oops, sorry, go ahead and do the thing that I asked you guys to do. Go ahead and like, go ahead and subscribe, hit the notification buttons. Gentlemen, again, I just want to show you one last time what it is like when you have a roster from one of my students. Remember, guys, that I showed you earlier today, this is how it's like, gentlemen, when you're following the man mindset. You can have a – I'm showing you three different women. These are three different women that have three different messages to my client, and all of them are all about the same thing, and it is fucking. Now, don't get me wrong. The black is I helped him out a little bit here, but – once I helped them out, everything flowed. So I'm just showing you guys this, okay? Now, for all you guys out there, before we wrap this up, gentlemen, listen to me real quick, okay? Very important. Two things. Gentlemen, tomorrow we're going to have a 4th of July game, and then myself and EO are going to cover Sex Life at 8 East, EO and I. So I'm going to do a doubleheader. Tomorrow in the afternoon sometime, we're going to do the 4th of July game. And we're going to show you, because it's Thursday, so you're going to have one day to go ahead and set this up. I should have done this sooner. It was my bad on me. But there's still time to understand the 4th of July game. And you got one. Matter of fact, you got a day and a half because I'm doing it in the afternoon. If you get a chance to listen to it in the afternoon, you can go ahead and do it at work today. If not, you have Friday. You got Thursday and Friday to set up the 4th of July game, and we're going to break that shit down early today, which is Thursday. And then, gentlemen, what we're going to do at 8 o'clock, myself and E, we're going to be talking about sex life and the lifestyle that you guys should have right now. And this is the lift, this is the life of men. When you watch that show, it just is, it's our life, and that's why we love it so much. But anyway, guys, I always want to say this to all you guys before we end the thing, because again, there's nobody on the internet that says what we say, and that's why we love to say it the most. Gentlemen, I ask you guys to do one thing and one thing only before you close your motherfucking eyes. And I've been saying this shit since the Pussy Whip show in the 90s. I'm the only one to say this. That's what makes us so original. That, gentlemen, each and every one of you, please just take a moment and think about the graveyard. Think about the graveyard. And the reason I say think about the graveyard is always remember everybody in there has one thing in common, or excuse me, had one thing in common. And that is they thought they had tomorrow guaranteed. Gentlemen, we don't have tomorrow guaranteed. So all I ask of you, if you fucking with me, is to live every goddamn day like it is your last. Because if you go out, you want to go out on top. So that means don't waste time. Take time. Learn yourself. Soak up this information. And if you're ready to talk to me, y'all know how to get at me. All my dogs out there, y'all know what I'm about to say. Get at me at themanmindset@gmail.com. 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 Guys, send me your number, and I will call you. And if you're ready to grow, get at me. If not, keep soaking up the game that we're doing. But tomorrow, 4th of July, and we're going to do it, man. We're going to do it. We're going to do this shit together, guys. We're going to do this shit together. But at the end of the day, gentlemen, you are kings. You are gods, and you are men. And always remember, all you guys, when you're having tough times, when you feel like there's nothing left out there, and you feel like you can't move anymore, and you feel like you want to give up and give in. And I need to bring something new to this goddamn game to add on to the shit. Always remember this, gentlemen. You didn't give up when you were that sperm, because you are a winner. You got to the egg. You said, fuck your brothers and sisters, and you got to the egg, and you created your own. This is you. You are your own kind based off of your fingerprint. So always remember, even in tough times, remember you won. Even when you feel rejected, when you feel life is against you, when you feel like you can't do anything, look at your fingers. Because that fingerprint says that I beat out millions of my brothers and sisters to get to the motherfucking egg. And I didn't give up. I didn't take days off. I didn't make excuses. I did what I had to do. And that's how men think. Okay, gentlemen, y'all are great men. I got to go because we got a show. I got to get ready for the next show, but I will set that up in a little while, guys. Man, I didn't mean to do 4 hours, but the game is just, it's just so much game, man. I gotta calm myself down because I got so much game here. But the 4th of July show tomorrow in the afternoon, then at 8 o'clock East, we're going to talk about sex life, and we're going to break down to you guys why this is such an important movie for you guys. It has everything that a man needs. Shout out to all my chat room dogs out there, man. I appreciate all you guys. And matter of fact, what I want to do is I want to say thank you to all you guys out there. Every one of you, listen, let me, again, I always say this to you guys, my dog, listen, a like is something you don't have to do, but because you're doing it, I appreciate it. And even if you don't like it or dislike it, it's fine. But what I'm saying is that, listen, this is not about me. This will always be about you, because there is something in you that you don't know. And I'm just trying to bring that motherfucker out because I believe in you. Just meet me halfway. But you know what? All 188 of my motherfucking chat room dogs, that's how we do this shit. That's how we do it, man. Soak up the game, man. Soak it up. And, gentlemen, like I told you before, I'm working on these. Let me show y'all real quick. I am working. I'm working. I'm busting my little cake ass. I'm about to get these out. I got to drop these. Where the fuck is it at? Guys, it's going to drop pretty soon because I want y'all to wear this around the women because they need to understand something. These are coming out pretty soon. These are about to drop. We're going to put these in the store pretty soon. Don't cry over her. Replacer. That's what we want to do, man. That's what we want to do, man. Come on, baby. All right, gentlemen, listen. It is my honor and it is my privilege to be able to show you guys how important you are to yourselves. Just one last thing before I hit that button, because I always got one last thing and I need to shut the fuck up and go, but I got one thing. I have a homework assignment for all you guys that are new and that are listening. Two assignments. Number one, please go get your puzzle pieces. It's just get a 100-piece puzzle set from the dollar store or Walmart. Dump the pieces on the table, rip the box up, and begin the process of self-discovery for yourself. That's number one. But after this show is over, as soon as I hit this motherfucking button, all I'm asking you is just one thing, one favor for me. I don't ask much, you motherfuckers, so I'll ask you to do one thing. Please go in your bathroom mirror and look at that motherfucker in the mirror. Tell him you love him. Tell him I got your back. And tell him it's you and me versus the world. That's all I'm asking. That's all I'm asking. I don't ask for much. All I'm asking you is go in the mirror, look at that motherfucker in the mirror, and tell him I love you. I got your back. And it is me and you versus the world. And I promise you, he's going to tell you that shit back. All right, guys, I'm going to go ahead and roll, man. My dogs, I appreciate you, man. Keep the likes up. I appreciate it, man. Unique, I know it's morning time. I know it's morning time, Unique, man. We about to shut this shit down, man. But, hey, Unique, Fourth of July game. Hey, Unique, I'm sorry. I know Unique is like, oh, there's bloaty wankers having Fourth of July. Fuck their independence. God save the Queen. Unique. You know you're my dog, man. You're my dog, man. Anyway, guys, I got number love and respect for you guys. Come on, man. We're going to get you to respect yourself, man. We will see you guys tomorrow, 4th of July game. Peace.